The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Hey, are we starting the show?
Yeah, what was that, Adel? Oh.
Sorry, are we starting the show?
I'm sorry, Adel. Well, what the fuck? You stepped on my thing.
I'm sorry. Go
ahead. I'm sorry. May I?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. All hot dogs are on sale.
Hey, Adel, buddy, are you okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm out of my head. Adel, did you have something or?
No, I was just I told myself this morning. I woke up and I looked in the mirror and I said, Adel, you're gonna start an episode with confidence. And then I tried and it my throat tightened up. Can I call in sick?
No, it's too late. You're fully here.
No, I mean, you're fully here. We can see you.
Here, let me start. I'll start, Adam.
Am I fully here if I'm mentally checked out?
Right.
Okay, no, please.
Aaron's got it.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs! Hot dogs here!
Oh my God, this is an I Think You Should Leave sketch.
Oh, fuck.
Aaron, okay. You just did an I Think You Should Leave sketch.
Oh God, I'm sorry. Adel, you should just start the episode.
Yeah, triples. Triples is best. Triples. Definitely triples. Was that good?
Oh, my God.
That's very good. I like that very much.
I'm wearing my sweater.
Oh, yeah, you are.
It's the haunted tour.
Yeah, the haunted house sketch. Yeah, haunted tour sketch.
Love it. Aaron, I'm doing good. Boys. How are you? Hey, boys.
Good. Super, what did everyone have for breakfast today?
I did not eat breakfast. I rolled out of bed. And after 5 minutes of putting on pants, I'm recording.
My Jesse wasn't brother, so I made my vegan, vegetarian sausage biscuit gravy.
My Jesse wasn't brother.
My brother wasn't Jesse, so I made my vegetarian sausage biscuit gravy.
Oh, wait, JPC scrambled. I meant to make
My Jesse can't eat eggs. They hurt his tummy.
Yesterday, he was a hard-boiled detective, and now he's all scrambled.
He's all scrambled. What else is going on?
Okay, well, let me grab the newspaper.
I just told you my Jesse was a brother.
Okay, well, I thought we'd talk longer, but let's just get into it.
Wait, hold on. I do have something. Aaron, what are your thoughts on this season of Succession?
Hold on.
What?
This is an off the podcast conversation. This isn't a mid season on a television show that people probably haven't caught up. Is not good content for our brand.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I do think it's not very good right now.
Let me retake my question, Aaron.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Milwaukee, the city?
There we go.
It's good. I like Milwaukee. I think it is a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Low cost of living combined with big city living? Give me a break. Milwaukee, the best.
And cheese curds on every corner?
I think that the writing is a little scattered and repetitive for Milwaukee. Not
I will say, going to Milwaukee, I was like, every restaurant has cheese curds in a way that I'm like, I think every restaurant does kind of have cheese curds in Chicago as well. I'm just not attracted to get them. I'm just not like going out of my way to order them everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Succession, that's not a good transition. That makes no sense. We're going to talk about toys. We're Santa's little elves and we're going to talk about Christmas toys today.
Okay.
Oh, Aaron, I just wrote a quick little theme song. Do you mind listening to it?
I would love to hear it.
So I don't have to? What's the vibe here?
You have to half listen.
Okay, I'll do that.
And while rolling your eyes. Hey, kids, remember when you were young? You had those little things that caused fun? Those were toys. Toy Talk with Aaron Keefe. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I can play with toys in the air tonight.
Okay, so we as a creative
toy
team decided
talk.
To go in a different direction.
Huh.
Love what you did. Get out and never come back here again.
Okay.
And we do want to buy the concept of toys are the leading cause of fun. I think that the cause of fun is something that is great. That we will purchase.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd like to buy that for a dollar.
Did y'all ever shop at KB Toys or was that was that closed before you were born?
No, I remember that.
I remember it, but I think I was in that I didn't want to grow up. I was more of a Toys R Us kid.
Right.
The horror of my childhood was that every week I would go to KB Toys or Toys R Us, and then when I turned like 12 or something, they all shut down. Every toy store, there's something about a toy store that's not sustainable, where all toy stores eventually shut down, and it was horrific to me.
There was a toy store in the town I grew up in called Over the Moon, and wow. It was such a good toy store, and it's gone now.
Was
They're
it Over
gone.
The Moon makes it sound like it was like marionette puppets and then like little sticks with a string and a ball on it or something? Like, it sounds like terrible toys.
Yeah.
Like Cracker Barrel gift shop toys?
I think that the name of the store was .. Over the Moon, like the cow jumped over the moon.
Mm.
Hey, diddle diddle.
Yeah.
So I see like corner stores in Chicago. I see them kind of all over, and they're just full of kind of like knick-knack bric-a-brac, but they're not like big box stores. They're like just small, independently owned, like
paperwork.
Some of them are like kind of, it's like toy stores or something. How does a store like that survive?
I think
how
it's
is it still open?
If you go to like Lincoln Square, I want to say there's a bunch of those stores that are like old timey candies and toys, and but I think they survive because if you walk around, they have 500,000 products. So I think even if something isn't moving, there's enough small things that are moving that they can make rent and sustain themselves.
Rent has to be so expensive at this. I'm fascinated by all these tiny little toy stores or knick-knack stores or whatever, especially if they're not in like high traffic areas, because I'm like, this was someone's dream and it's just not very good.
Aaron, I don't know if I told you this, but I went to one of these stores with JPC, and he asked the person who owned the store. We went in and it was like ding, 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 and JPC took his arm on the aisle and walked with his arm outstretched, knocking everything off every shelf, and asked this question.
Yeah,
he said, how do you make
terror.
Money? And it was just smash, 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 smash.
I have a question for the two of you.
Yes.
Okay.
It can be birthday, it can be Christmas.
Birthday.
Okay.
Christmas.
What
trick question.
Toy
Christmas
did
is
you
a birthday.
Get
Jesus is
for
birthday.
Jesus.
What toy did you get that made you the most happy or excited?
I believe a definite answer. When I was maybe 8 or 9, I got a doll called My Pet Monster, which is a blue monster with horns and a bulbous nose, and he has little orange handcuffs that are broken because he's such a little monster that he broke out of his handcuffs, and it was the happiest I've ever been. And I think there was a movie and a cartoon series based on this creature, but it was called
My
Pet
Monster. So you basically got JPC the toy for Christmas.
Yeah, I named it JPC in a sort of weird precog situation.
I remember when I was a kid, I have two brothers, and we asked our mom if we could have an Xbox for Christmas. Mm. And my mom was like, no, we're fucking broke. We don't have any money. Like, you can't, like, an Xbox is like $400. We can't have an Xbox for Christmas, the original Xbox. And we were like, okay, like, we get it. Like, that makes sense. I guess we're too poor to have an expensive thing. That's fine. But then one day, it was even before Christmas, my mom like came home. She was out somewhere, and she was like, she came inside and she was like, I bought you an Xbox instead of the car. You guys have to go get it. We're like, whoa! And we went and we like ran out to the car. And it was before Christmas, because my mom was like, whatever, it's an Xbox. I'm not going to put it in it's fucking expensive. I'm not going to put it in a closet for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, you can
use
play
it
with
now,
it.
Yeah.
Which was wild. And we were like so not expecting it, because we had been like, yeah, we shouldn't have this. We don't have the money for this. It's fine. So yeah, we were really excited. We didn't eat that Christmas.
That's a fantastic fake out. Like, that's a good maneuver to be like, you're not getting that. And then to get it, I think it's...
I don't think my mom ever did anything that was like truly like a fake out, because she was pretty practical about like, we don't have money for these things. And whatever it was, the thing that we didn't have money for, we all knew what that meant. But it was just a thing where I think she was like, it's Christmas and I'll find a way to make it work type of thing.
Aaron, did you have a toy when you were growing up that was the most special little thing for you?
My American Girl dolls. Like, I threw up when I got Samantha. I was so excited. I've never asked or wanted anything more than I wanted my Addie doll. I asked for 2 or 3 years. I would cut out pictures of the doll and put it in my dad's wallet, put it in
wow.
his briefcase, put it
like
in my mom's pillowcase. Yeah, I don't think you understand how annoying I was. Actually, you two probably know better than anyone how annoying
sure,
I was.
I think so.
I was relentless.
Is an Addie doll one of the American Girl dolls?
It's one of the American Girls. And she's so beautiful, and I loved her so much. And when I woke up on my 9th or 10th birthday and I saw the shape of that box, I sat down and cried and went, she's here. My daughter.
She's arrived.
I was also excited about my trampoline.
I got a question about these American Girl dolls that I don't think I've ever asked. Erin, you're an adult woman, practically 30 years young. Do you still have your American Girl dolls? Are they at your, like, with your parents? Like, what's the status on these bad boys?
I do. They are all in a bin.
Erin will marry me, I guess.
I do. They're all in a bin at my parents' house with all of their clothes. Addie is still legless because my sister threw her over our neighbor's fence.
Excuse me, what?
You
How did
get
that
it.
Make her lose her legs?
Sure, her leg got ripped understand. Out. But recently, I went to go see my sister and my two nieces, and I grabbed one of the American Girl dolls and put her in my favorite dress, and I brought her to my niece and said, you should play with this.
And she said, oh, no, I'm kind of into you porn. thanks so much, Aunt Erin.
Yeah.
But
she's 26. She
said, yeah. The only American Girl I want to hear is Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Flip off.
But, I'm into watching surgeries on TikTok, but thanks anyway.
That's horrible. Surgeries
does it still
on TikTok.
Have pimples like in pop?
I think when she's 5 or 6, I'm going to buy her own. But
Erin, is she interested in that?
Yeah, I think she
okay,
really
good,
played with
good.
Her doll for a while. I don't know if she's still playing with it. I'll check in over Thanksgiving when I'm home.
Because I do have to say the worst gifts I've ever received in my life have been gifts that other people are like, I really like this thing, and now you have it too. And I'm like, cool, this isn't me at all. This is you. This is a gift you would love to receive.
So when I
What
gave
a weird way to give a gift.
Huh, sucks that you're holding up the tattoo gift certificate I gave you.
I re-gifted that.
Did you really?
Yeah, Mariah likes tattoos.
Does she have tattoos?
She just got one. She got her first tattoo, she's all about tattoos.
Using that gift card?
No. So I guess like in the pandemic, which is still going on, tattoo artists, like people, I think it's mostly like middle class people, like with disposable income, not knowing what to do with it, were like, I'm going to do tattoos now. And their like calendars filled up like crazy.
Sadia got 4 during the pandemic.
Yeah, like it's just people get a lot of tattoos. Mariah waited for like 3.5 months to get on a tattoo artist's calendar that she liked. And then finally they had like an opening. And then she booked another one for I think sometime in January as well. Just like, but you know, like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Just because you have to book them early. And I was fascinated by that because I'm like, that is so wild that you as a tattoo artist is like, I know what the next 7 months of my work schedule is going to look like ahead of time. Yeah, just wild.
Can I tell you something kind of fun?
Yeah, but I guess
sorry,
I will
it's very
decide.
Fun.
Oh, yes.
It's very fun. It's very fun.
Yes.
In 3 weeks' time, I have my tattoo appointment to get my JJ Made of Hay tattoo.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe one of the dumbest things I've ever said is going to be on your body for the rest of your life.
Upper butt or lower ass? What are we thinking for this tattoo?
Inside cheek.
Of face or?
Nah.
Question answered.
Erin, would it help since you miss your American Girl doll, Addie? Would it help to call me Addie?
Yeah, I can call you Addie. This is a complete tangent, and then we'll get into the episode. I'm sorry.
Have time for it.
I'm sorry.
the last 18 minutes have been complete.
I watched Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh yeah.
It's my favorite movie I've ever seen. It's a perfect movie, and
incredible.
I've never related or understood a character more in my life. I was like, Sean was like, "This is you. This is you." And then I was like, and Adel calls me Kiki.
Yeah.
This is the craziest thing. It made
freaky.
It made it even more freaky.
That's fantastic.
All right. So let's talk about toys.
Yes. She has a little cat, right?
Yes, she
does. A little black cat on her broom.
Mm-hmm.
So toys
let's
is
talk
Joan
about
Cusack.
Toys.
Robin Williams, Joan Cusack, LL Cool J, I want
to
say.
Kind of confusing movie, I think. I feel like it had to have like, it was like script rewrites that were like happening during the movie maybe.
But it does feel like Speed Racer where it's like it was poo-pooed, but when you give it a few years and go back and watch it, you're like, this was a visionary. This was...
And Speed Racer still needs a few more years, correct?
People are going to kill me if I don't get into the concept of this episode. Don't you understand, you guys? I'm going to get murdered. I want to talk about popular toys from each decade. I decided, let's just start with the 70s. The 70s. Remember?
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because
I was born in 82.
Like the 2070s? They haven't even happened yet.
No, dum-dum. The 1970s, dum-dum.
The 1970s?
Can we end this episode by talking about what we think toys will be like in 2070?
Yes.
Oh, please.
So the name of the game is, I'm going to talk about these toys, and then you can say whatever you want about them, or you can call for a scene if you're feeling inspired. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
The first popular toy of the 70s is the Atari 2600. Ever heard of it?
I've heard of Atari. I've never heard 2600.
You've never heard the concept of 2600?
No.
Ataris look so old. And I know that makes sense because they're from the 70s, but it's really amazing to see. It cost $200, which is like $800 today.
The first gaming system that I ever played when I was young was the original Nintendo, but I never played any Atari.
Yeah, same here. I know that there was like Pong, I think, was the big thing on Atari, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is the most boring game in the world.
Well, I mean, you know, at the time, like, have you ever watched a movie from 40 years ago? They fucking suck.
I don't know if that's true. The next one, and this one's one of my favorites, is the Pet Rock. A guy just sold rocks and would put them in these little containers. Like, this is a picture of it.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, look at the holes for the breathing. Rocks don't breathe. I would like to see a scene. Adel, you're a kid in JPC.
Rocks don't breathe. I want to see a scene.
Is your pet rock?
Okay. Do something. Oh, he's alive.
Hey, oh my God!
Hey, buddy. What? Do you need food? Do you need water? What do you need?
Yes. Yes.
What do rocks eat?
What do rocks eat? Gravel. Smaller rocks. Jesus Christ!
Oh,
and cut a fucking hole in the jar.
I can't encourage cannibalism.
Then what?
I can't encourage you eating other rocks. I can make you bologna. I have some Lunchables.
Oh, okay. So I should eat meat rather than eat other rocks?
Huh. Wow, you're really making my young brain think.
Yeah. First of all, don't come into my culture and tell our society what we do. We eat pebbles because pebbles are dead. We eat our dead for sustenance to give us strength in the spirit world.
Do you like your pebbles fruity or cocoa?
You motherfucker.
Scene.
Mom! We have to... The fact that guy, he probably sold like 25 million units at, we want to say, what, $10, $15 a pop. We collectively need to stop doing this podcast and come up with an idea like this.
The jump to conclusions, Matt.
Yeah, what can we trick people
into buying?
He
made $1 million.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
You know, it was simpler. It was simpler times, right? It was simpler to come up with an idea like the Pet Rock. Now, if you don't have an app, if you're not developing an app, you're not coming up with anything that anybody wants.
What if we were to sell an actual object? What if we just buy a bunch of jars and we call it a laugh in a jar, and we just tell people that there's laughter in the jar?
Yeah, and we put our underwear in it and sell it in vending.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gamer girl bathwater. You want to do gamer girl bathwater?
Oh my God!
It does have to see even jars. You have to pay for it. It has to be something like sand or sticks. Like, I don't know.
What if we send laughter in the mail?
I think that's pretty good.
Sorry. So the sand and the sticks you don't have to pay for. So what, you're stealing the sand from, I don't know, a beach? Or like you're just finding the sticks in yards in your neighborhood?
Well, stealing the sand from playgrounds, of course.
I love this. No, yeah. I'm into this business plan.
Yeah, are you in or are you out, JPC?
Sharks, what I'm asking for today is a 15% buy-in to help me buy some stick gathering gloves because my hands get all poked when I'm picking up sticks.
Okay, so we gather a million sticks and then we go to like Salvation Armies and we get shorts and then we sell them as a pair and we call it Stickin' Shorties. And that's
Stickin'
our.
Stickin' Shorties.
And then we're millionaires.
What's
dot,
the
dot, dot, we're millionaires.
Oh, we're going to lose so much money. We're going to lose so much money.
Okay.
We're on Stickin' Shorties? I don't think so.
Okay.
Because there's also going to be pickle sticks.
Can
also
I
the Rubik's
leave?
Cube.
Can I just go? Can I
leave? The Rubik's Cube?
I had one.
What year, do we have a year on that, Aaron, for Rubik's Cube?
It seems like this is mid to late 70s is the Rubik's Cube. And then I've skateboards.
Famously never solved one.
Weebles.
I did. I learned how to solve a Rubik's Cube. Because it's like, you know who's really good at it? Aaron is Waleed Mansoor is good at Rubik's Cubes. But
he has enough talent. I don't need him to be good at everything.
It's a formula, and if you memorize like how to do the formula, then whatever point the Rubik's Cube is at, like you get it into like these positions, and then you just run the formula until it's solved, and then you move to the next position, run the formula, and the formula is like, you know, left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down.
Huh.
So eventually, yeah, I did it while I was working at a startup in one of those bullshit internet jobs where I was like, one of my bosses had a Rubik's Cube, and he's like, you ever done a Rubik's Cube? And I was like, sure, I'll learn how to do the Rubik's Cube. And it took me like a week, and I learned how to do it. I forget now, but
at one point you knew. That would be a cool party trick.
What I'm saying is that anyone can learn how to do it.
Maybe I'll learn as a joke. Just maybe.
Adel already laughed, so if you're doing it as a joke, you don't even need to learn that.
Quick, Adel, put that laugh in a jar.
I was just going to say, sorry, I was laughing into a jar to mail it.
Quick, whisper it into a stick.
Ooh, whisper sticks.
JBC, Adel, that's nothing.
It.
Go.
Whisper sticks.
Nothing.
Email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com for your whisper stick. They are
$20. Just turn off the show.
All three of us will whisper into a stick and mail it to you.
I mean, Adel, Boggle. I guess. If, hold on, here's what I'll say, Aaron. If Adel comes to my house with like 8 sticks and says, whisper into these sticks, I will do it if I get my whatever cut of the $20 I get. I'll whisper into the sticks. You take care of everything else, I will whisper into the sticks.
Adel, I'll do you one better. Uh-huh. I'll whisper a secret into the sticks.
But we have to have somebody watching to make sure to document and give a certificate of authenticity.
Well, why?
Because otherwise you could just say you whispered into him.
Cut to Aaron whispering it like a secret into a secret into a stick, and then Adel hands her just like a microphone. And she's like, no, this is no stick.
Boggle, connect four.
Hungry hippos.
Yep.
Boggle, an awful game, like not a fun game. It's basically like a it's like a spelling and words game. Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to learn while I'm playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd also say Connect Four is kind of boring and lame. It's like tic-tac-toe, but it's just like more work.
Yeah. I get Connect Four because it is just tic-tac-toe, but you get to slide the thing at the bottom and it all falls down. So like to me, it's like, yeah, at least you improved upon tic-tac-toe, you know?
There's a tactile quality that's very satisfying to Connect Four.
I think I don't like Connect Four because when I got my tonsils out, that was the only game the hospital had, and I was there for like a few days and I could only play Connect Four over and over again with my mom.
No, but what? But with your mom? Just, oh God, no thank you.
Yeah, not fun.
Did they not let you bring in entertainment?
No.
Could you not talk to your mom? Ask her about her life experiences?
What life experiences? I'll never ask my mom a question. She exists for me. Hungry, Hungry Hippos, Nerf Balls, the world's first indoor ball.
Disagree.
Wait, what?
That's what they called it. That was like their first ad campaign, the world's first indoor ball. Keep kids from breaking windows.
I'm shocked because Nerf balls can still knock lamps over.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, it's not.
And I think a lot of basketball courts are indoors. I will say, as a kid, there's probably an 8-year chunk of my life where every place I lived, every room in every house that we moved to, I had a basketball hoop with a Nerf ball. And I will say, I probably spent 4,000 hours shooting Nerf basketball or trying to dunk with friends. That thing brought so much entertainment.
Oh,
so,
indoor.
Yeah, yeah. So, Nerf, okay, I will say. Hell yeah. Super Soakers, Nerf balls brought my childhood so much
Nerf
joy.
Guns, too. A real blast for a while.
Foam darts.
How do we sell guns to kids? Make the bullets foam.
There we go.
That makes sense.
But it won't hurt enough. Sorry, a Nerf. Sorry, I'm having a stroke. Wait, what was that, Doug? It won't hurt a Nerf?
It won't hurt a Nerf. I got
it. Why wasn't that their ad campaign? Nerf guns. They won't hurt a Nerf.
Welcome to Beverly. They won't hurt a Nerf.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots is another one. Yeah. You know these guys. One's red, one's blue. They're in bars.
I've played with Rock'em Sock'em Robots before. Bad toy.
They are probably the most poorly created devices in the world. Like, their necks would never do what they're supposed to do. Like,
yeah, they don't work.
Awful, yeah.
I'd like to see a scene. You two are the Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and you just like can't believe you're fighting again while you're fighting.
Punch me. Punch me. I want to feel.
Why? Why do I want to punch you? Why do I want to punch you? I want to punch you. I want to be punched.
Enough of your existential crisis. Just bring the violence. I need to feel.
But why? Why do I crave the violence?
We were programmed.
You must punch me. You must punch me.
Uppercut. Uppercut. Uppercut.
Uppercut. Punch.
Uppercut,
punch. Punch. Jab. Uppercut, uppercut. We only have one move. What am I saying jab for? Not possible.
Wait.
It's all uppercuts.
Uppercut. Uppercut. Punch. Jab. Kick. Kick.
Kick.
Kick.
Kick. Kick. Kick.
Kick. Kick. Kick. Kick. Kick. Kick.
Remove stick from ass. Walk around. Walk around.
Remove stick from ass. Walk around. Wow. We did it. Jeff,
look at
we
this.
Can finally live our lives.
I am going to be a taxidermist because I believe that when an animal passes, we should be able to remember it fondly in our memory.
And I am going to be a mugger. Get on the ground and give me your money.
All I have is taxidermy.
I'll take it.
Mom?
Get her. Get her.
Get her. Kick her. Punch. Kick. Uppercut.
Kick. Kick.
Remove stick
from
ass.
That doesn't hurt at all.
Scene.
I'm a human and you're a tiny toy.
Yeah, well, until you get to the movie Small Soldiers, Aaron, and then maybe that might have a thing about it.
Or you get to the book Indian in the Cupboard, and then you'll change your tune.
Next toy, and this is everyone's favorite nightmare, the baby alive doll.
What?
They ate powdered food, they vomited, went to the bathroom. It was like basically a doll that did all the things a baby did. The doll, I would say, I'm not trying to be mean to myself. This doll kind of looks like me. It's blonde, but it kind of looks like me. And then look at what the bubble says.
Uh-oh, I made a stinky?
Mm-hmm.
Let's
play.
Uh-oh, I made a stinky.
I want to see
this
scene.
Is in the 70s, this thing was at?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it barfed, it pissed, it ate food. I want to see a scene.
It smoked. It cried.
I want to see a scene. GPC, you are a toy store owner. Hard phrase to say, it turns out. You are a toy store owner. Aaron, you are a kid who came in to buy something. JPC, you are selling her an actual baby and trying to pass it off as a toy.
Today's my birthday, and my mom said I can pick out one toy, whatever I want.
Well, you know, if it's your mom's dime, I'm not trying to tell you anything you don't know, but you probably want to go with one of the nicer premium toys, like a luxury toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you like baby dolls?
I love baby dolls.
But don't you hate how they're always made of plastic or some sort of, you know, stuffing or something like that? Oh, come on.
Yeah, I guess I'd like a doll that's a little bit more realistic. That would be fun.
What about a baby doll that's made of flesh?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So it's this new specialty. So you know how like normally you touch a doll, it's plastic, it's all cold. Or you touch a doll that's, you know, it's full of stuffing. There's no heat at all. This doll is actually warm to the touch.
Okay. Could I bring it in my backpack to school to show my friends?
Sure. As long as you leave your backpack unzipped.
Okay.
And you make sure the doll is comfortable, because this doll will get scratches if it's too close to that zipper.
Hey, Sophie. Wow, you're early to school. What's that in your backpack?
Well, it's my birthday present. Would you like to see it?
It smells kind of funny, and it's screaming. Is it a toy?
Mm-hmm. It's my very realistic baby doll. I've been up since midnight. I've done feedings like every 90 minutes, and then it's like a diaper change, and then there's like the soothing, and then the whole process starts all over again. I actually decided I'm going to give it to you.
No thanks.
Jamie, happy early birthday.
Oh, no thanks. Hard pass.
We cut to Jamie's house. Okay, we'll just say, we'll say it's your cousin. We'll just tell everyone it's your cousin.
Dad, I'm so sorry. I didn't.
And then, no, don't apologize, Jamie. Your mom and I will raise the baby, and then we will tell her the truth. Maybe when you when you turn 18, you can decide, but we want your life to be your life.
Okay.
I'll never understand how an 8-year-old had a child and just came home from school with it, but your mother and I will keep this promise until we die.
What do you mean you're my mother? I thought we were cousins.
That's just something we told you to confuse the world.
Where did I come from? Who am I?
You came from a backpack.
Wait, what? I'm the dad. I'm just now hearing this. From a backpack?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God damn it.
I told you we could have returned it.
This is what I get for half listening.
Scene. Perfect. Battleship, which I actually think is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes, please.
Do you have any of those like weird fucked up family stories where like, because I have them in my family where like someone was like, yeah, this is someone's cousin, but it was really like a younger person in the family's like daughter that they like hid as like a nephew that had like moved into town or something like that.
I don't have that in my family, but I know that in a certain era that was wildly common, and I know
just
like Jack
everywhere.
Jack Nicholson, what's his name? Jack Nicholson, the actor.
He
grew up thinking his. We know the story of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My mom did a genealogy project like maybe like a decade ago, where she was like tracking things down and just like finding like weird fucked up stuff about family from tracking like birth certificates and genealogy, and then trying to like track down relatives to see who had like connections. And it's just so it was like very widespread practice probably like 50-100 years ago to just be like, yeah, this is our new baby. You notice that Anne was never pregnant, but it's our new baby. And our daughter, she went to cooking school in France.
Cordon bleu.
So she'll be gone for a while.
Because of the ancestry, like DNA test things you can take, there's a little drama in my family. Right? Funny that you mentioned that. We just
was
discovered.
Was your uncle the Zodiac killer?
Yeah, kind of fun, kind of terrifying. No, I think my mom might have a secret sibling that she didn't know about, because they like my aunt took it and then my mom took it, and then they're like, "You're related to this lady," and they're like, "What lady?" And they keep messaging her on Facebook, and she's not responding.
Wow. I was just talking to Mariah about this the other day, because. Do you remember, and I think I truly, sorry to say, only know about this from, like, pop culture and, like, media, like, the idea of having a second family where, like, you know, the business, like, I'm a businessman husband, and I go to, like, Cincinnati, and I have a whole second family in Cincinnati that my family in, Akron doesn't know about.
Did I tell you guys about the Uncle Norman thing?
No.
Okay, so that, another thing that happened in my family, my great-grandfather... So my mom's dad's dad, a smoot, had a bunch of secret families all over the country.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he named, in every family, he'd name a son Norman.
Yes.
So there was Norman, other Norman, and then other Norman. And he was in the paper, and he had to go to court because you can't marry that many people.
Sure.
And he was such a charmer that my great-grandmother, she got left with 4 kids. In the early 1900s, by this man. He left her. He's a terrible guy. She went there and she defended him.
He ended up marrying the judge.
Yes.
Aaron,
and
I
all judges
say,
were men back then.
That is an incredible story. And I have to put it out into the ether. The Many Norman Snoots is maybe the best book title I've ever heard for like
Smoots,
a Shel Silverstein.
No, Snoots. Smoots.
It sounds like a Shel Silverstein poem or like a John Irving book. So if you ever want to write The Many Norman Smoots, I think that'd be big business.
Well,
big
you call
business.
It Snoots to protect your family. So it's not, we don't know. I was talking to Mariah about that concept, and I was like, it is so wild to me that, 100 years ago, you could have a job with one income and have that be enough to raise 3 families. I'm like, the only reason we don't have people doing that in the modern age is just because like no one can afford that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You can't have a secret family anymore, which is just another reason why the society is broken.
Society is crumbling because we can't have our secret families.
Battleship, Easy Bake Ovens.
Battleship.
Which I would have loved to have. Light Bright. Another one of my favorites.
I remember playing with the Light Bright and thinking it was pretty cool.
They are, yeah. It was very fun to do. When you first get it, you play with the actual mats. There's like the black cardboard with all the instructions of like, here's how you make a ship. You put the, you inlay it and then you poke in the holes with the colors they suggest. But then you just free form it, and that's the most fun. I used to, I would put like Sadia sucks.
Yeah.
And then I, when she turned on her Night Bright, it would say Sadia sucks. And I'm like, huh, who did that? And then she'd fucking tackle me and beat
then
the shit
out of. Maybe it's a factory setting. See if you can call the factory or something.
It's a factory setting. And then we'll end on Stretch Armstrong, which is basically a guy that you just pull the limbs on.
Great toy. Oh, yeah. I had one of those. Great toy. The most fun thing about it was everyone I knew who owned one of those, which was like all my friends, all you would do is try and break it. Like the whole point of the toy is to break it. So like we would, I'd take legs, somebody else would take arms, and we'd like go around corners or like put it through a door, then somebody else would shut the door. Like you just tried to break it. And then when it broke, you'd be furious because you're like, I thought it was supposed to stretch and now there's goo everywhere.
The I was gonna ask, what is in it? Like latex, glue? What is it?
It was some sort of like goo.
Balm?
Yeah. Ew. But once it started seeping out, the doll was done.
Once it starts seeping out, the doll was done.
Sorry, that's the tagline for my new baby doll, stick doll.
What I think is so funny about like a lot of toys is I was trying to think about like, you know, in the modern era, I don't have toys, like physical toys, but what I have is a lot of like board games and video games. And usually when you get a video game, one thing that I'll do is I'll like Google like what's the approximate time length of this video game? And it's like, oh yeah, whatever the campaign mode of this video game takes 18 hours to beat. And I'm like, great. So this is going to be 18 hours of a toy for me. And I really wish like action figures back then were just like, here's this action figure. This is going to be fun for 6 hours and that's it. After that, like it's not going to be, you're not going to really want to do anything with this.
You did all you could do. I do think the entire reason that I have any sort of any drop of creativity in my brain is because my mom got me Muscle Men. Did you ever have
brain drop? Brain drops. My mom bought me brain drops.
She put them in my mouth and she said,
"Whoops, in my brain."
But they're Muscle Men, which is like the tiny pink guys that were monsters. And she bought me like a little briefcase full of them. So I had like 300, and I gave each one of them a name. I gave each one of them like a backstory, and I would play for years and years and years. I played with those things. So I feel like that toy specifically led to me having, you know, any
and now we're your Muscle Men. You put us in scenes. You tell us what to do. I love it.
We had like a giant tote of Batmans. Because you could like go buy Batman action figures, and it was just like every different type of Batman.
Yes.
So it was like a scuba Batman and like a repelling Batman.
Did you have the one with the belt that came out on a cord?
Uh-huh.
That was the best one.
That was very cool. And then eventually when we were young, we just started having like Batman baths where you would get to take all your Batman toys into the bath with you and then like have Batmans like play around in the bath. What a fucking great
time.
Now, I'll be honest with you, a lot of these Batmans weren't designed to go in the bath, so you did ruin quite a few of them. But did you ruin them? Because you had a great time with them. Isn't that the whole point?
I want to see a scene.
Oh.
Sure.
JPC, you are a citizen of Gotham. You've found yourself in a predicament where you need help immediately. Aaron, you are Bathman.
Mm-hmm.
You are not exactly the superhero that JPC needed, but you're the superhero he got.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm screwed. I'm totally screwed.
Time of death, 11:07 p.m. Sorry, that was Bathman. He, he showed up, he got stuck in his tub, and he died.
That's okay. I mean, I appreciate the help.
I'm his sidekick, Robin. Get on your knees and give me your money.
Oh, come on.
Give me your taxidermy.
Sorry for those sounds. JPC, you just reminded me that... Well, I used to play a lot of Barbies growing up with my sister, and she is like 5 years older and was just in charge all the time. I had no power. I was completely powerless. I was smaller than her. She had all the coolest toys, and she would just like let me into her universe. And if I didn't do something that she liked, she would like threaten me or be like, well, I'm going to take all my toys away if you don't do it my way.
Sure,
and then one year I got a Barbie like trailer. So it was like a house van car, like an RV basically.
This summer on Barbie.
And I literally one day like understood what blackmail was. And because that was like the cool new toy and we were like playing with it and everything. And I was like, and she was being mean to me. And I was like, I'm gonna take my toy away. Oh my God, I'm gonna take my toy away if you're not nice to me. And she's like, whoa, let's not get crazy. Like, she like realized that she was slowly losing power. And I was like, I'm getting taller. I'm getting stronger.
I was just, my older brother was here and Mariah was asking my brother for like stories about us growing up. And all of my older brother's stories were like, John was like the worst. He was like a psychopath. Like it would be that, except one day he'd be like, wait a second, Jesse, if you don't do what I want, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. You won't know when it'll happen, but I'm going to kill you. And then you'll be dead, and I'll have all the toys. And he was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is going on with
here,
this kid?
Take him. That's amazing.
There's always one in every family.
I just went up maybe a couple steps too far.
That's fine.
Where are all these birds nailed to your wall?
I one time threatened to kill my sister because she told me I was cutting the cookies wrong. She was like, you're not cutting them thick enough. And I was like, I'm going to murder you.
Seems like an appropriate response for the level.
You get it.
Yeah, people get it.
Adel, we only have a couple more minutes, but pick another decade.
Ooh, I feel like 90s was like the toy renaissance.
Sure. Pull up my sheet.
Are you saying 90s was the toy renaissance because the most popular toys were Michelangelo, Leonardo, mm-hmm. Donatello, and Raphael?
All the Renaissance painters.
I love it.
The toy-naissance.
Tamagotchi.
Hell yeah.
God bless you.
Bop it.
Twist it.
Twist it.
Fuck it. Fuck
Pull it.
Does anyone remember the SNL sketch where they had the bop it on and it just kept going, pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it.
So funny. Furby.
Oh, yeah.
Those little motherfuckers.
That was
the 90s?
Yes.
Yeah, it was 90s. Hmm. I was not into Furbies, but I do remember my cousin got a Furby, and she was really into it. And like me and my brothers were like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
We were not into Furby.
Yeah, I'm not a Furby girl.
I think we had one. It was fun for like an hour, and then it was like, I get it.
By the way, my Aqua parody band is doing our first track, Furby Girl, and I'm very excited.
Can we hear a little bit of it?
Yeah. I'm a Furby girl in a Furby world.
Come on, Furby.
Life is magic.
Come on, Furby. Let's go to the derby.
Come on, Furby. Let's go derby.
You know, it's interesting. I never realized that Furbies are basically little monkey bones.
I never realized that Furbies... Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm writing my wedding vows. I never realized that Furbies were just little monkey bones.
What if we sold little monkey bones? So we'd have to find a monkey graveyard, dig up their little bones.
Here's what we do. Here's what we do, Adel. We start selling little monkey bones, and we get like an artistic rendering of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. People order it, and when they get it, it's just one of those. It's like a Pringles can full of chicken bones.
Oh God, that's a nightmare. Merry Christmas.
Once you pop, you'll want to call the cops.
This one I totally forgot about, and it brought a memory rushing back to my head. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys had this. It's called the Dear Diary. It's like sort of like a feels like looks like a calculator or one of those.
It's like a blueberry.
Like a Palm Pilot.
Like a Palm Pilot.
Thing. Like a, yeah.
But you have like a password to get in, and then you like write secrets in it. This was the original secret stick.
That's amazing.
I do have a vague recollection of that, but I don't think I ever physically like had one or saw one.
Yeah.
So maybe I must have watched a commercial for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
I feel like nothing sticks in my head more than like 90s toy commercials.
Troll dolls.
Did you
Mr.
ever play
Potato
Crossfire?
Head, Little Pony Classics, My Little Pony.
I played Crossfire.
I used to sing that song around the house where it's like, you'll get caught up in the crossfire. That was always the best part.
I don't know if I asked you guys this, but did you guys have any water parks near you that had a catchy theme song?
When I lived in Vegas, there was Wet and Wild, but I don't remember ever seeing I don't remember the commercial or jingle or anything.
Come to Slippin' Sam's, and if you fall, you signed a waiver when you came in.
Slipping Sam's, ooh, ooh.
So I had a theory that everyone's water park jingles are some of the catchiest TV jingles because I've heard some in different. When the summer's blazing, oh yeah, when the summer's blazing and the sun is too hot. Water country's a very cool spot. There's no other place to feel and be young. Water country, have some fun. And then there's a second verse, and then
that
like,
water
country, have some fun. Dun, dun, dun.
That's incredible.
I remember there was some like a water park in Indiana, and the, oh God, now I don't remember. I do remember that there was a cartoon bird, and at the end of the commercial, it would say, there's more than corn in Indiana. and it was for the water park.
Oh my God. Okay, everybody
went there.
Tweeted me your water park commercials, your local ones. I would like to see them. Thank you.
There's more than corn in Indiana. We also have water.
Yeah, we also have water parks. Indiana, famous for water park. Indiana Beach. It was called Indiana Beach.
Etch-a-Sketch for real friends, if you are. Puppy Surprise. Remember these? The Texca
Puppy Surprise
dogs?
Oh, yeah,
Did you all remember Puppy Surprise?
I'm trying hard to remember if I know what Puppy Surprise
is. So it was I only know this from the commercial, like we just talked about. I never had one. The Puppy Surprise was you buy a plush doll, and it's in like a little box or something, and then each one is pregnant.
Yes.
And you can get up to one to 10 little puppies inside of it or something.
Yes.
And I was like, that's kind of the coolest thing, where it's like a little lottery. It's like, it's teaching kids about gambling, where it's like, you could get 10, and then you could potentially sell those.
Well, what it is it's teaching kids about insemination.
I hate this toy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tickle Me Elmo, a classic that was flying off the shelves. Crazy Bones, which is not Little Monkey Bones. I don't remember Crazy Bones.
Do you remember Nickelodeon Skak?
Yeah.
I that brought me endless joy.
The Doodle Bear, which I remember. It's just basically a bear you draw on. Game Boy Color. I never had a Game Boy.
Would you like to schedule a meeting? Put a meeting together. What time are you free?
Hold on.
The Doodle Bear.
I'm talking to Zoom Bear.
I just got back from my Zoom Bear class. Oh my God, what a workout.
Game Boy Color, the Talk Boy, which I had a Talk Boy. Did you guys have a Talk Boy? They're like little recording devices.
Is that like a Yak Back?
Yeah.
Yes, but the Talk Boy was the one featured in Home Alone, right?
I think that was
the big product placement that everybody loved.
Power Ranger figurines. I think you're right. Pogs.
Is that the scene where he says, keep the change, you filthy animal? Like he recorded that?
Yeah, I think so. Now, I never was into Power Rangers figurines. I never had action figure Power Rangers, but I do remember that I went as a Power Ranger for Halloween one year, and we really liked the Power Rangers show, but I just don't think I ever had any of their action figures.
Can I guess Green Ranger?
Yeah, but what are you trying to guess?
Which Power Ranger you went as?
I don't remember. Blue. My mom made, it was like homemade costumes, and I don't remember which one it was. My brain says Black Ranger, but I can't remember if that was one of my brothers. I think we all had Power Rangers that year.
I feel like your personality would have latched onto Tommy.
I was a Billy fan. I was a Blue Ranger, Ranger Billy fan. Okay. Hey, sorry. Nerds can be Power Rangers too, and I felt that was an empowering message for me at that time.
Then there's the Sky Dancers, which are like little fairy things that spin into the sky.
Yes.
The source of my favorite YouTube video, a girl's playing with hers on Christmas, and then she goes, oh no, and it goes into the fire. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Oh, I'll send it to you right away. It's my favorite thing on the internet.
This is so funny because so many of these toys were toys that I didn't have but knew about from commercials, and it's so fucking sick because, like, anytime you were watching Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network, it would just be like 20 minutes of toy commercials, and then your little deranged kid mind would be like, I need all the toys! And your parents would be like, calm down, who fed you sugar? And it's like, the TV, give me the toys!
The cereal that I saw on the TV, I ate some.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
This one brought back a memory and also just really has Hey Riddle Riddle character energy. Mr. Bucket.
I love that.
I feel like in the first 10 episodes we did the Mr. Bucket thing.
Yep. The balls go
Bucket,
into my mouth.
The balls go into my mouth. A Mr. Bucket. I'll also lick the base of Mr. Bucket.
I hate that so much. Polly Pockets, Beanie Babies, Skip It. The Easy Bake Oven was still going strong.
I gotta say, Skip-Its were a fantastic toy because they fucking cut up the shit out of your ankles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just like a hard piece of plastic that you're just using as like a wrecking ball around your leg.
Yeah.
You couldn't use a Skip-It without thick socks.
Yeah.
Which everyone wore in the 90s. Everyone wore thick
leg
ass
warmers
socks
is what they called them.
That's so funny. Koosh ball. Slap bracelets.
Yes. Slap bracelets felt like 80s. Sup Racist was 90s?
Super Soaker.
I think that some of that stuff hit a renaissance. It was like, if Slap Bracelets were, I don't think they originated in the 90s, but I do remember them being around in the 90s.
There was, when I lived
as like a novel thing.
Yeah, I was wearing them probably around the year 2000. Like, I was 9 or 10 when they were really big at my school, and that would have been, yeah, like 2000, 2001.
There was a summer when I lived in, right outside Columbus, Ohio, where it was like the summer of Super Soakers, where every one of my friends, everyone I knew, we all got like Super Soakers, and we just have like town, like neighborhood battles. And there was a rumor, I don't know if it's real, that one of the kids filled up his Super Soaker with piss, and then everyone stopped playing Super
Soakers. That was
Soakers.
True. And that little boy was me.
What?
That makes sense. Yes. That tracks.
But everyone stopped playing with Super Soakers.
Well, we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask, did you guys have Game Boys? JPC, yes. You seem like, yeah, you had a Game Boy?
Yes, I did. The Super Soaker thing gave me this like flashback that I don't know why, but when I was in high school, I think it was like Black History Month, and there was maybe like 10 black people at my high school. I went to like a Catholic high school in Indianapolis. But I think it was a Black History Month. They like handed out a sheet to everyone of like famous like inventions that were made by black people. And I remember the first one was peanut butter and the second one was the Super Soaker.
When you said they handed out sheets in Indiana, I was thinking something else.
It was something completely different. But I was just like, what a wild, like, who ordered this list? They're like, wow, let's see. What are the most important inventions that black people have contributed to society? Peanut butter. That's got to be number one with a bullet, of course. And then number two, the Super Soaker. I was like, what list is this? Yes, I was just talking to my older brother this morning before he left, Aaron, about a Game Boy story. I think I maybe have told this story. I don't remember why my little brother, we both had Game Boys, but his was like broken or inoperable, or he couldn't find it or something. And I had a Game Boy, and I had Pokemon on my Game Boy. I had a Pokemon Blue. And I remember knowing that my little brother was going to try to steal my Game Boy and use my Game Boy. And so he was sick at home, staying home from school sick, and I was going to school. And I took my Game Boy and I went in my closet and I hid it in like a very secret spot in my closet where I was like, he'd have to really search through my whole fucking closet to find this. And the whole day at school, I was worried about it. I got home, I raced upstairs, I went into my room, my closet, I immediately knew something was wrong, that someone had been in my closet. I found my Game Boy, not in the spot that I had put it. I loaded it up. My entire Pokemon save file had been deleted. You could only have one save file. My entire file had been deleted, and there was a level 7 Bulbasaur named Jackalbum. And I was like, so fucking livid mad at my little brother who had deleted my save file to fucking put a level 7 Jackalbum Bulbasaur.
And this is your brother Tommy that's no longer with us?
And then you killed him.
We don't know what happened to Tommy. We do miss him, and we have a vigil every year.
JPC's using air quotes.
I hope the guy that did whatever happened to Tommy, they find him. But they won't, and they never will.
Air quotes the entire time.
So mad about that fucking Jackalbum.
I think Game Boy has one of the most underrated games of all time, which was, I want to say it was called Super Mario Land. Where's a Mario game, and he would go to different worlds, and one of the worlds was like Halloween world with like pumpkins and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And that game was fun as hell. And I feel like I've never heard a single person talk about it.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that. That sounds awesome.
Aaron, did you have one?
No, I never had one.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Not even one of those big gray ones that look like a fucking brick.
Not even
only
a brick
put Tetris
one.
That's
yep. the one I had.
Yeah.
I didn't have any. I'm miserable still about it. No, I really wanted a Barbie car. I was pushing for that. That's the one white whale of a toy I never got. Bummer.
What did it look like? Describe it.
Picture this. It's a Jeep, but it's for the size of you, a small child.
Oh, yeah.
Wind in your hair, battery power.
Aaron, I got to tell you.
700 AA batteries.
You buried the lead. Lead with the battery powered, then the wind in the hair.
I got to tell you, it's good that you didn't have one. Those are incredibly unsafe. Like, they lead to just horrific accidents.
Zoom.
Nope.
Yeah.
Bad for kids.
I can't wait.
What if we had kids driving cars? Wouldn't kids get hurt? Fuck you. You're fired, Nick. Pack up your shit. Go home.
Now, Aaron, if a Barbie Jeep shows up on your doorstep this December, is that fun for you, or would it be...
Is it my size still? Is it my current size? Okay, well then I don't want it.
I can't afford a customized Barbie Jeep because that's just the Jeep.
I will end it with this. There's a person in my neighborhood. I have seen them driving around in a Jeep, and the front of the Jeep has like a decal that's like says like Windy City Jeep. there's a decal on the Jeep that says Windy City Jeeps, and the rest of the Jeep is covered in the It Clown and like It decals, and it's just all over this. It's like a white Jeep covered in It decals. It is the creepiest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
I hate that so much. You have to move.
I do want to take a picture, but every time I've tried to take a picture, the guy who owns it has been like in the yard or like around it, and I'm like, I don't want to have a thing with this guy. Like, hey man, taking a picture of my It car? What's going on, man? I don't want to have that conversation.
Yeah, no way.
You want to ride?
I hate it. Well, on that note, sorry we didn't get to, I wanted to get through all the decades. That was a pipe dream, but...
All the decades? That's like infinite decades.
Aaron, it's kind of bullshit that in 50 minutes, you didn't get through every toy ever made. It's
kind of
disappointing.
Bad.
Yeah.
But anyways, beep, beep, bye. I'm in my Barbie car.
Wow. Look at the wind in her hair.
Neptune, goodbye.
Ooh, right into a lake. Well, it turned over. She can't get her seatbelt off. We need Bathman. Bathman.
That was Clue Crew. So now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said. And M. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.